CHS track runner tackles life's challenges to compete by Andrew Alonzo. On May 27th, Claremont High School junior Benjamin Schultz took a four-hour trip with his parents down to Buchanan High School to race in the CIF State Championships for the boys' track and field 400-meter dash. Schultz, who only has a left arm, competed in the ambulatory para division alongside five other runners, smashing the 400-meter course with a breathtaking 1 minute and 1.68 second time to take home the CIF title. It's been mostly an up-and-down track season for Schultz, who competes in the medium-distance sprints for the CHS track team. In the fall, he trades medium sprints for cross-country running. However, his historic track season might not have ever been written after he sustained an injury right before the track season's start. Here's what Ben said.
Playing soccer with my friends, and it was just like a pickup game, and I just like rolled my ankle, and it just fractured a part of my ankle. And I got injured about a month before track season started, and so the first couple races, two or three races, I wasn't able to run.
Thankfully, Schultz made a swift recovery and was back on the track before the Palmares League season's end. He added,
"Raced like two or three races. I went to league finals and I just like blew myself out. Like it was like fastest race I've ever run. And then that's what qualified me for the 400 race at state."
At the Palmares League finals, Schultz competed in the 400 meter dash at the junior varsity level against two armed peers. Despite somewhat of an advantage, Schultz finished in sixth with a time of 1 minute 0.99 second, according to athletic.net. Based on his solid time, Chris Ramirez, CHS's head coach for cross country and the assistant coach for distance runners for track and field, entered Schultz in the CIF State ambulatory 400 meter race. Schultz would be one of six runners who were granted entry, and as they say, the rest is history. At state, he bested all six runners and finished the race about 7 seconds ahead of second place Michael Reyes of San Francisco International High School, who finished with a time of 1 minute 8.4 seconds, according to CIF records. Asked if Schultz deserved the title, Coach Ramirez said,
"At state."
"Of course he did. Ben, from the moment I started coaching him when he was a freshman, has always had a lot of speed. So even though he's typically a cross-country runner or even a mid-distance runner in track, I knew that he would run very well in the 400 meters because he has all that natural leg speed."
Recalling the day he became a state champion, Schultz said it all went by so fast. He didn't have any time to be nervous because after CIF race officials brought out the six ambulatory runners, they only had about a minute to warm up. Schultz said,
"And when they blew that like gun, I was not prepared. Like, man, I don't know, I hadn't stressed or something, and I just left, and it went pretty well."
During the race, he kept telling himself not to slow down. And once he crossed the finish line, he said,
"I felt like I was on top of the world."
Likely a blend of euphoria and pain, Schultz remember it mostly being pain.
"My legs were so tired. I finished, I like bent over. I was like, oh my God, my legs are so tired."
Exhausted, he said he remembers feeling lightheaded during the award ceremony minutes later. Schultz and Coach Ramirez hope to build on the juniors' already strong foundation next season and potentially defend his CIF title. Whether Schultz is in the ambulatory race again or among his two-armed peers, he knows he can get faster than 1 minute flat next time after improving his 100 and 200-meter times. But before any track and field work is to be done, the junior is currently training with his teammates in preparation for cross-country in the fall. According to Coach Ramirez, Schultz brings a lot to the teams that he's on, in addition to his running ability. Schultz is a hard worker and sets a great example for his teammates on how to be a dedicated athlete. Here's what Coach Ramirez said.
For Ben, I'm excited to see him go as far as he can in running. I mean, it's really fun, inspiring, awesome to see him race. If you ever get the chance, you should come out. He has one of the biggest finishes on the team. If you see a race where Ben is finishing, he's probably going to outkick between 5 and 10 kids in just the last 150 to 250 meters. So he's got a big finish, he's got a big heart, and yeah, I'm expecting really great things from him.
Schultz said, referring to his missing limb.
I feel like I'm the same. I feel like I'm part of the team. We're all part of the team.
Yeah.
But like, everyone stands out in their own way. And I feel like this is part of what makes me an individual as a part of the team.
Schultz doesn't let much get in his way of experiencing life. He's just a normal teenager with some accommodations, like the special knob on his steering wheel to help him turn and signal as he drives. He said laughingly,
"All my friends like basically don't even notice it anymore. I hardly notice it. It's just like if like we're doing something physical, like a push-up competition or something, I'll notice. I'll be like, wait a second, I can't do that. I can do push-ups, just not as many."
While Schultz is the only ambulatory runner at CHS and was the only one of his track and field teammates to compete at the state level this year, he said his win back on May 27th meant the world to him. He also said the win was not just for himself or the school, but for those next in line to become ambulatory runners at CHS.
Honestly, I think like everyone is so like happy that I was able to like compete and win, and they've been like so supportive. The coaches, my parents, my teammates, everyone was so supportive of me. I don't know. It just felt so amazing that I could like support or be the one there for all of them.
After our short interview, Schultz thanked his parents, Joseph Schultz and Jennifer Armstrong, for always being his biggest supporting cast. As for what's next for Schultz, he said with senior year and summer on the horizon, he needs to begin prepping for college admissions and to get a job. Although he has no college picked out yet, Princeton University is his number one choice, as he believes he can succeed academically and athletically there. But whether life goes as planned or skews a bit, he knows one thing's for sure, that he plans to keep on running. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.
First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.